Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Mem Amud Aleph of Maseches Sukkah. We are holding on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. We are already at, the Gemara is about to ask, we said before that the lulav that we're talking about in our Mishnah, you're allowed to pay for a lulav during the Shemitah year because it doesn't have Kedusha Shvias. So you can give all the money to the Am Haaretz because the Chanata happened during the sixth year, so it doesn't have Kedusha Shvias. So ask the Gemara, wait a second. A lulav is able to have Kedusha Shvias? Let's say the Chanata happened in the seventh year. It would have Kedusha Shvias? Taima du lulav bar shishas hanichnas l'shvias hu. Had the Shvias kadosh? Is that true that had a lulav had a Chanata in the seventh year, it would have Kedusha Shvias? Amai! Why would a lulav have Kedusha Shvias? Eitzim bi'almahu. It's just wood. The eitzim ain't memishum Kedusha Shvias. Fruit has Kedusha Shvias. Wood doesn't have Kedusha Shvias. Titania, we learned in a brisa. Ale kadim, ve'ale gevanim. If you gather together different branches, al pnei sada, by the field, if the purpose was liktol na'achila, you wanted to feed them to your animal, then yeshra mishum kedusha shvius, then it will have kedusha shvius because it's being used as food. But liktol na'etzim, if it's just to be used as firewood, ain't mishum kedusha shvius, doesn't have kedusha shvius. A lulav is not food, not for humans, not for animals. So why do we have to say, oh, you know why you're allowed to pay for your lulav? Because your lulav had chanata during the sixth year, that's why it doesn't have Kedusha Shvias. Forget about that. Forget about when it had Chanata. It's a piece of wood. It can't have Kedusha Shvias. So I answer this Gemara now, Shiny Hasam. When we're talking about firewood, that's different. Tamar Kra, Lachem Liachla. From the word Lachem, we learn that Peru Shvias are mutter even Bahana'a. But from the fact that the Torah says Lachem Liachla, we learn that not all Hana'os are mutter. Lachem Dumya de Liachla. Mishanaso Ubi Roshava. The Hana'a at the time of the destroying of the pri is the kind of Hana'a that's asr, meaning like achila. At the time of the Hana'a that you're chewing it, you're also destroying the food, and that's called Hana'aso Ubiroshava. So when the Torah allows you to be Nehna from Peroshvias, the Torah only allows you to be Nehna from Peroshvias in that way, where the Hana'a and the Biur are simultaneous. Like Shtia, Sicha, Hadakas Haner, the Hana'a and the destruction of that which you're being Nene from happens simultaneously. So from that drasha we learn that Shvius is not Noheg, Shvius is only Noheg by things that are subject to such Hana'a, that the Hana'a is simultaneous to this destruction. Because we dash from the Pasuk, Vaisa Shabbos Ha'aretz, that it's Dafka Lechem Liach. The Hana'a has to be similar to the Achila, that it's the Hana'a Ubiroshava. But things that are not meant for such Hana'a don't have Kedusha Shvias. So that's why Yatsu Eitzim Shana'asan Achar Biurin. The way one normally gets Hana'a from Eitzim is by first burning it and turning it into coals, and then baking on the coals. You don't bake on a fire, you bake on the hot coals. So it's the Hana'a after the Biur. So Dafka by Eitzim that are going to be used as firewood, it doesn't have Kedusha. But a lulav, it's primarily, you know, if it weren't for the mitzvah of dal minim, what would we use lulavim for? Not for firewood, we would use it as a broom to sweep up the house. So as you're using it as a broom, it's getting wear and tear. So you're destroying it and being nana from it simultaneously. That kind of wood does have kedusha shvius. So don't tell me that a lulav can't have kedusha shvius because it's just a piece of wood. A lulav is the kind of wood that hanaso birushava and therefore would have kedusha shvius. So I asked the Gemara, Vika Eitzim de Mishchan, and the eights of oil of that they used to light and use as torches, the Hana'a and Birushava, the Hana'a and the Biur happen at the same time. So when you pick such wood, should we say that it has Kedusha Shvias? Amrav Estam Eitzim Lahasaka Inamdin. Now, most of the time, you're not really using it, you're not really picking the wood to be used as a torch, you're using it to fire up your oven, where the Hana'a comes only after the Biur. The Eitzim Lahasaka, so the Gemara says, you know, this idea that stam eitzim are meant lahasaka is actually machlokas tanaim, whether it has kedusha shvius. There are some hold that even though the Hana'a is after the biur, it would still have kedusha shvius. The Tanya in Mosrin peru shvius lo lemishra velo lekvusa. Rabbi Yossi Amar Mosrin, that you're not allowed to use peru shvius to soak your flax in wine in shmita wine, nor to launder your clothing in shmita wine. Because those types of hana'a are hana'a after the beer. At the time that you soak the begadim or the flax in the wine, the wine's already destroyed. The anah is only when you put on the begadim afterwards. But Rabbi Yossi says that's fine, because from liachla, the only kind of hana'a that's aser is hana'a that's shava to everybody, as we'll soon see. So first the Gemara explains the reason for the machlokas, and then we'll explain kedusha shviyas of etzim shel asaka is talui in this machlokas tanaim. So we have to see what the machlokas is really all about between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi. My time with the Tanakhama. Why does the Tanakhama think that you're not allowed to use peru shviyas to soak your flax, to launder your clothing? You're allowed to eat peru shviyas, but you're not allowed to use it for laundering. My time is Rabbi Yossi. Why does Rabbi Yossi think you are allowed to use it for laundering? Torah says that the peru shviyas should be yours, so you can do whatever you want with it. Even if it means using it for laundering or soaking flax. What does Tanakhama do with the pasuk lachem, which sounds like it's not only eating that's permissible, but other things as well, such as laundering? Tanakhama would say, yeah, you could use it for other hana'os, but it has to be the kind of hana'a where it gets destroyed as you're benefiting, as opposed to soaking flax or laundering, where the hana'a is after you destroy it. Rabbi Yossi haksiv liachla. Why does Rabbi Yossi include Mishra Kvusa? It says Liachla. It sounds like only those Hana'os that are like Achila in the sense that it's being used and destroyed as you're benefiting from it. Only that is Mutter. So Gemara says, Homi Bayle, he'll use the term Liachla to tell me Liachla v'lola melugma, that you're not allowed to use it as Refua, but not that you need Hana'o b'Roshavi. He also has no such din, that you need Hana'o b'Roshavi, that you need to benefit from it as it's being destroyed. And therefore you're allowed to use peru shviyas for mishra and kvusa as well, for soaking flax and for laundering your clothing. Kidetanya, liach lav lalam lugma. Atomer lach lalam lugma. Are you sure that's the Joshua? Enu ela v'lol kvusa. Kshom lachem, harei l'kvusa amur. It says lachem, that teaches me that you're allowed to use it for laundering. Hamani mekayim liachla, liach lalam lugma. So the Tanakh explains that liachla comes to be memait, lachem comes to be marbe. So marisa l'rab, why would you come to include kavusa and exclude melugma? Why not say the opposite, that melugma is mutter and kavusa is aser? So the Tana answers, Marba anias hakvusa sheshava b'kal adam. I want to include kvusa, laundering, because that everyone has to do laundering. That's something that everybody requires, so it's more similar to achila that everyone has to do. Umotias melugma she'ena sheva b'kal adam. But we're excluding melugma, which is only for sick people. It's not for everybody. Not everybody is sick. So it's more mistaver that the Torah is being matir, something that everybody needs, and asring something that's not a need for everybody, rather than to say that we're being matir something that not everybody needs, and asking something that everybody does need. So since, according to Rabbi Yossi, we're not mima'it from the pasuk something that's einan aso b'roshava, so it turns out l'shitaso, even something that's einan aso b'roshava would have kedusha shviyas. So you see, there's a machlokes tanoim whether eitzim lahasaka have kedusha shviyas. The Rabbanu would say no, because it's not hanaso b'roshava. You only get the hanah after the biur, and Rabbi Yossi would say, yes, it does have kedusha shviyas. That even Eitzim Masaka does have kedusha shviyas, because there's no requirement of hana'aso biro shava. So that's the main points on Lamed Tes Amud Beis. On Mem Amud Aleph, rather. Let's do main points over here. Number one, wood normally does not have kedusha shviyas, because the hana'a is after the biur. But a lulav has kedusha shviyas, because your hana is as you're using it as a broom, as you're it's getting wear and tear of a broom. Main point number two, the Tanakhama excludes from Shemitah things that are not hana so birushava, whereas Rabbi Yossi excludes things that are not shava l'kalada, like melugma. So, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll do Daf Mem Amud Beis of Maseches Sukkah.